奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们也感谢你。
Lord, we praise and thank you.
啊，你是我们在天上的父。
You are our heavenly Father above.
我们却好像浪子流浪，远离了你。
We are like the prodigal son who have wandered far away from you.
你从天上降世为人。
You have come down from heaven above.
你要寻找我们归回向你。
You are the Word become flesh so that you can turn our hearts back to you.
主啊，两千年前你来到世界。
Lord, you came 2,000 years ago.
你宣告天国近了。
And you declared that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
你要把你的国从天上带到人间。
And that you will bring this kingdom of heaven from heaven to here on earth.
求主耶稣能够借着你的道理，让你的我们对你的国度有更深刻的认识。
Lord, we pray that through the words of the Bible that you can let us have a clear understanding what is the kingdom of God.
让每个人都能够打开我们的心来迎接你的国。
That every one of us can open wide our hearts to receive your kingdom.
来享受你国度丰盛的恩典。
To enjoy the abundant grace and peace that is found only in you.
求主带领晚上的布道聚会。
And Lord, please personally guide our service.
愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name may be glorified.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在有没有唱什么？有吗？怎么唱？有没有现诗？有哈，我们请Irvine 的诗班来现诗。
Okay, we invite the Irvine Choir.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习神的国。
This evening we'd like to study the kingdom of God.
有时候我们常常会想住在哪里最好。
Sometimes we may ponder where is the best place to retire.
那一般的结论当然是物质生活越发达的地方越好。
Where to live, and of course we will look and seek after a high standard of living.
有一年我到肯亚去帮忙圣工。
One year I went to Kenya to help with the holy work there.
那刚好在树下有他们宗教教育的课程，在那里上课。
I saw them conducting religious education classes for the children under a big broom tree.
那我就照了一张相回来。
And I took a photo and brought it home.
我算算大概有20个学生。
I counted there were about 20 some students.
那每一个都在笑。
And every one of them were laughing.
但是从照片看起来，他没有教室，他是在树下。
But if you look at the photo, they did not have a classroom. They were under a tree.
那也没有鞋子可以穿。
They had no shoes.
生活实在很简单哦。
And their living was quite simple.
他们的厨房就是几块石头。
Their kitchen was consists of only a few blocks of stone.
那堆起来，那在里面烧柴，就这样，这个就是厨房。
It was just a fire pit made from stones, and that's how they would cook their food.
但是这些小孩子活得很快乐。
Yet all these children live very happily.
所以。就让我们想起来说，快乐不一定要很丰盛的物质。
And so this reminds us that actually joy doesn't come from a high standard of living.
因为快乐是从心里发出来。
Because joy comes truly from within our hearts.
那这些非洲的小孩子为什么这么快乐呢？
And why is it that these children from Africa are so joyful?
其中有一个重要原因就是神的果。在他们心里面。
One of the most important reasons is that the kingdom of God is in their heart.
我们现在来看，马可福音第一章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter one.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter one.
14节、15节。
Verse 14 and 15.
信徒。
Now after John was put in prison, Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Verse 15, saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
这里讲主耶稣来到加利利宣传神的福音。
Here it states that Lord Jesus came to Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
说神的国近了。
Proclaiming that the kingdom of God is at hand.
福音就是有福气的好消息。
And the gospel brings blessings to those who hear it.
那主耶稣他出生在木匠的家庭里面。
And the Lord Jesus was born in a very lowly carpenter's family.
那他长在加利利，当时的拿撒勒。
He grew up in a known town of Nazareth in Galilee.
那拿撒勒非常不出名的地方。
And Nazareth was a place of very common origins, very ordinary place.
那甚至有人说拿撒勒能够出什么好东西？
Even people questioned.Can anything good out of a place called Nazareth?
但是主耶稣带给世界上的人啊，是世界上其他地方找不到的。
But what the Lord Jesus brought was not something anyone else could find anywhere in the world.
这里说神的国近了。
Here states that the kingdom of God is at hand.
主耶稣还没有来以前呢，神的国离开人非常的远。
And before Lord Jesus came into this world, the kingdom of God was very far from everyone's.
主耶稣来把神的国带到我们中间。
When Lord Jesus came, he brought the kingdom of God with him so that it could come into every one of our hearts.
我们看路加福音十七章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 17.
路加福音的十七章。
Luke chapter 17.
二十节，二十一节。
Verse 20 and 21. Now, when he was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come,He answered them and said, The kingdom of God does not come with observation, nor will they say, see here or see there. For indeed, the kingdom of God is within you.
这里说神的国来到不是眼所能看见的。
Here states that the kingdom of God is not something that you can see with observation.
因为神是看不见的。
Because God is unseen.
所以神的国也是看不见的。
And therefore, his kingdom is also invisible.
那神的国在哪里呢？
And where is the kingdom of God?
在这里说，神的国就在你的心里。
And here states that the kingdom of God is within you.
神他住在众人所不能靠近的光里面，就是在天上天国。
God dwells in a place of unapproachable light, and that is in the highest heavens.
那要借着主耶稣的降临，这个神要住在我们内心。
And only through the Lord Jesus Christ.Can this kingdom of God can be dwelt in our hearts?
那当神住在我们内心，做我们生命的主宰，这个就是神的国的实现。
And only when God, Lord Jesus, dwells in our heart can the kingdom of God be realized within our heart.
我们人的生活方式大概可以分作两种。
And there are basically two types of lifestyles of living.
第一种生活方式就所谓的人本，以人为本。
And one of the lifestyles is a people-centered life.
也就是我从出生到死，我跟神没有关系。
And that is to say, from the day of my birth until the day of my death.
我不认识神，或者我认识神，神跟我没有关系。
My life has absolutely nothing to do with God. I do not know God, and God does not know me.
我就是我自己的主人。
I am my own master.
我有我自己的理想。
I have my own ideals and dreams.
我有我的计划。
I have my plans.
我活的一辈子，死就完了。
And after I live my life to the fullest, then it will be over.
那这种人本的人生是大部分的人生。
And this is type of people-centered life, self-centered life is what most people live today.
那另外一种人生叫做神本的人生。
And there's another lifestyle that is called God-centered life.
就是以神为中心的人生。
And that is to center and focus on God in every day and every part of our life.
也就是把神接到我们内心来，做我们人生的主宰。
It is to invite the Lord Jesus, God Himself, to become the master of our lives and to our hearts.
做我们生命的王。
And to be the king of our life.
那这叫做人神本的人生。
And this is called a God-centered life.
所以当我们在接受这个福音，我们相信耶稣，就是把主耶稣接到我们生命里面，来做我们的主宰。
Therefore, when we decide to receive this gospel of peace, it is to decide to receive the master of this life to come into our hearts and dwell within.
那这两种的生活态度到底有什么差别？
What is the difference in the outcomes of these two different lifestyles?
最简单讲，人是有限的。
Most simply stated, that man has his own limitations.
所以以人为中心的生活还是有限的，跳不开这个有限的人生。
And therefore, if a man lives a life that is centered upon just the people, then they will find limits in their life.
那神是无限的。
But God is limitless.
如果以神为中心，神住在我们内心，我们就能够活出人活不出来的生命。
And today we focus our lives on God, that we can live with unlimited boundaries.
哦，那可以享受神丰盛的恩典。
And we can live with unlimited grace from God.
啊，这就是哦，神本跟人本不同的地方。
And this is the difference between a God-centered and a people-centered life.
好，我们现在来看啊，罗马书十四章。
Let's look at Romans chapter 14.
啊，罗马书十四章十七节。
Romans chapter 14, verse 17.
啊，请读。
For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这里说神的国不在乎吃喝。
It states that the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking.
所以追求信仰最重要的目的不在乎感官物质上的满足。
And therefore, pursuing after God does not seek in terms of material satisfaction.
那如果神的国在我们内心实现。
And therefore, the kingdom of God is truly realized within our heart.
啊，我们的生活会有三个很重要的体验。
Then we shall experience three distinct experiences within our lives.
好，这三个很重要的体验会改变我们的一生。
And these three distinct manifestations in our life will change our lives.
那第一个叫做公义。
And the first element is righteousness.
啊，这个公义啊，有时候我们很难解释得很清楚，什么叫公义。
Sometimes it's very hard to define what exactly is righteousness.
那如果我们看英文，公义就是从对这个字出来的。
We look at the English word, righteousness comes from the word right as a root.
啊，所以公义就是在神看来是对的。
And what is right in the eyes of God is righteousness.
所以当神进到我们内心做我们的王。
And therefore when we invite Lord Jesus is the King of our lives to become our master.
当我们让他来带领我们、管理我们、统治我们，第一个就是一切都变成对的。
And when we invite him into our hearts and submit to his authority and sovereignty over every aspect of our lives and let him rule our lives, then we will enjoy righteousness.
那为什么现在我们生活会很多问题？
Why is it today we face so many problems in our lives?
圣经是一本百科全书。
The scripture tells us why, because it's like an encyclopedia.
神造人。
When God created man,
神造婚姻。
He created marriage.
神造家庭。
He instituted families.
神也教导我们怎么建立家庭。
And God also taught us how to have a family.
所以每一部分神都有给我们一些道理。
And so in every aspect of our lives, God has given us His instruction.
哦，那这个道理是安定在天，直到永远，是真理，不会改变。
And this instruction will last forever. It is firm in heaven. It shall never be changed, though the heavens and earth pass away.
我们知道大自然有大自然的法则。
We know that there are principles of law in nature.
如果一个人顺着大自然法则生活，我们的身体就会健康。
If a person lives a healthy life according to laws of nature, they shall enjoy long life.
那如果我们违反大自然的法则，身体就会出问题。
But if we try to live against the principles of our nature, then our health will suffer.
但是神在我们一生当中还有另外一个法则。
But the Lord has instituted a different law within our lives.
这个法则就是他的话。
And this law is recorded in his words.
那他的话就是从他的本性出来的。
And his words come from his essence or his character.
他的本性就是爱。
And God's essence is love.
他的本性就是公义。
His essence is righteousness.
所以神对我们讲的话是出于爱我们。
And therefore, everything that Lord God commands us is out of His love.
你看，我们对小孩子很多的要求，不要做这样，做那个呀，到最后还是从爱来。
Just as parents, they expect so much of their kids, but everything we tell them not to do or to do, it is out of our love and good intention.
但是很多的小孩子他不愿意听，不愿意听，我们就知道他成长过程会受很多苦，到最后可能对他很不利。
But which the children chooses to be defiant. And to disobey, they will suffer in their lives.
神是我们的父亲。
Today, God is our heavenly Father.
他在圣经里面有他的法则。
And He has laid down His law in the Scripture.
所以我们照他的法则来生活叫做对。
And if we align ourselves to live according to the principle of His law, what we live is a style in righteousness.
那如果对，问题就会减少。
And if we lived in a life that is right before God, we shall enjoy the fruits of life.
从最基本的人从哪里来？
From the very basics of recognizing where man comes from.
人要往哪里去?
Where man shall ultimately go.
这个没有人能够回答。
No one can answer this for us.
只有圣经告诉我们。
Only the Bible tells us accurately.
人从神来。
That man comes from God.
人最后是要回到神那里。
And finally, they will go back to God.
那最后我们要活着要做什么?
And so the Bible also teaches us, what are we supposed to be doing with our lives?
活着就是要来追求神。
The purpose of our lives is to seek after God.
预备自己将来能够见到神。
So that we can prepare ourselves to meet our Maker someday.
那这样的话我们整个人生的内容就会不太一样。
And then the content of lives shall be very different.
再来夫妻的关系。
Then the relationship between husband and wives will change.
为什么现在婚姻这么多问题，离婚非常多。
Why is there so many broken marriages and divorces in the world today?
因为离开神的话。
Because everyone has abandoned the word of God.
圣经里面讲夫妻是一体的。
The Bible states that husband and wife is one flesh.
一体是不可以分开，也不会分开的。
And one flesh cannot be severed and should not be separated.
但是一体有它的道理在里面。
But there is a principle and doctrine to the one flesh.
丈夫的角色，他的本分。
There is a role that a husband shall play.
还有太太的角色跟她的本分。
And there is the responsibilities and roles of the wife likewise.
那如果两个都照着神的话来做，这个婚姻是非常稳固的。
And they both strive to improve their marriage in accordance with the word of God, then this marriage will surely be blessed by God.
那婚姻一稳固，家庭就和睦。
And when the marriage is stabilized, then the family shall enjoy harmony.
那家庭稳固，社会问题就少。
And if the family is stabilized, then the society will be at peace.
所以当神进到我们里面，
And therefore, when God enters into our midst,
我们接受他的话语做我们生活的原则，
into our heart, and we're willing to accept his teaching to be the principle and guide for our life.
我们都照着神的法则来生活，
and we live our life according to the principle of God's teaching.
这样的生活叫做对的，
then this life shall be right.
叫做公义。
It is called righteousness.
公义就是没有罪。
And this righteousness means without sin.
这是非常重要的。
And this is extremely important.
有时候我们觉得好像每一部分都不对。
Sometimes we feel that everything has gone wrong in our lives.
所以问题很多。
And therefore we face so many troubles.
那我们现在认识神，让他的话来调整我们。
But now that we have come to know God, allow the word of God to enter us to adjust our lives.
从我们的价值观。
From our value system,
到我们人生的目标,
from our perception and our purpose
and object in life, 到我们是非的观念,
from our understanding of what is wrong and right in this life,
一直调整跟圣经一样,
and we continue to adjust until we're aligned with the word of God,
我们就发现我们的生活问题越来越少,
in the Bible, we'll find less and less problems,
这个是要解决人生问题最根本的方法,
and this is the most fundamental way of resolving the issues of life.
让神进到我们里面做我们生命的主宰。
It is to allow the Lord God to enter into our hearts to become our master and our sovereign.
那当一个人有了公义之后，
And after a person has righteousness in his heart and lives,
他生活自然就有下一步，就是平安。
And naturally, he shall enjoy peace.
我们看以赛亚书32章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 32.
以赛亚书的三十二章。
Isaiah chapter 32。
三十二章的十六节到二十节，请读。
From verse 16 to 20, then justice will dwell in the wilderness, and righteousness remain in the fruitful field. Verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. My people will dwell in a peaceful habitation.In secure dwellings and in quiet resting places. Verse 19, the hail comes down on the forest and the city is brought low in humiliation.
我们没有办法保证我们自己一生是什么事情都不发生。
We cannot guarantee that we'll never encounter challenges or turbulence in our life.
所以如果平安把它定义说什么事情都很平顺，那一生平安真的没有几天了。
And so if we are to define peace as in nothing seems to happen in our lives, then actually we don't have many days of peace in our lives.
那这个地方讲平安从哪里来?
But here it states, where does peace come from?
十七节。
Verse 17.
公义的果效必是平安，公义的效应必是平稳，直到永远。
verse 17, the work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
当我们所做都是对的。
When everything that we do is right in the eyes of God,
我们的良心在我们里面不会谴责我们。
Then our conscience should not accuse us, and our mind, we should not feel guilty.
那我们就觉得很平安了。
And we shall feel that sense of peace.
但是当我们做的不对。
But when we do things that are wrong in the sight of God,
我们的良心在里面就不安稳了，就不会有平安。
Then our conscience will be guilty. It will bother us.
所以这个公义啊非常重要。
And therefore, this righteousness is a very important element to pursue.
那主耶稣来告诉我们他的平安是什么。
And therefore, Lord Jesus declares to us what is the peace that he'll bring to us today.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's look at John chapter 14.
约翰福音的十四章。
John chapter 14.
二十七节。
Verse 27.Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
这里说我将我的平安赐给你们。
Here it states that peace I leave with you.
那特别说我赐的不像是人所赐的。
My peace I give to you, not as the world gives.
下面说你们不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Here it states let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
这个就是平安了。
And this means the definition of peace.
心里没有忧愁。
That means our heart is not troubled.
心里没有害怕。
That our heart is not afraid.
这就是平安。
This is peace.
所以看起来我们每个人不是有明天的忧愁，就有想得很远的忧愁。
Many of us are troubled by not just tomorrow's issues, but problems maybe further down the road.
那我们有时候常常会害怕。
And many times we'll be afraid.
害怕进了中年以后失业怎么办？
We're fearful that we may lose our jobs when we enter the late middle ages.
害怕到年纪大的时候怎么办？
And then we worry about what happens when we become elderly and what we will do.
所以因为忧愁跟害怕实在平安很难得。
And with all this worries and troubles, we can never have peace.
但是主耶稣说，我要给你们平安。
But Lord Jesus promises that I will give you peace.
因为神跟我们同在。
For God abides with us.
所以我们就有平安。
And therefore we can have peace.
所以圣经里面记载当时的大卫。
And the scripture records that during the times of King David.
他说，我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，我也不怕。
And King David said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I shall have no fear.
他曾经就牧羊。
He used to be a shepherd.
遇到狮子。
And when he encountered lions,
大卫不但没有走，而且上前去追，把狮子打死。
And not only was he not afraid, but he actually ran toward a lion and pulled his beard and killed him.
那以后大卫遇到一个叫哥利亚。
And later when David encountered a giant called Goliath,
人高马大。
A man who is mighty in strength and power.
面对哥利亚，他不怕。
And yet, when David faced this great giant, he was not afraid.
最后打倒哥利亚。
And he was able to successfully defeat him.
为什么大卫不怕？
And why is it that David was not afraid?
他说，因为你与我同在。
For you, your rod and your staff are with me.
所以今天神的国降临在我们里面。
And therefore today, the kingdom of God has come into our hearts.
神住在我们里面。
And God dwells within our hearts.
那是很真实的。
And that is very true and genuine.
特别当圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
Especially when the Holy Spirit pours down in our hearts.
我们很清楚感觉到神就在我里面。
We clearly experience that God is dwelling within us.
渐渐我们就不会害怕。
And gradually we will lose our fear.
神与我同在，我怕什么？
When we know that God is with us, what shall we be afraid of?
渐渐我们就不会忧虑。
And we will no longer have depression or fears.
如果天上的这一位神跟我同在，我忧虑什么？
If God is with us from heaven above, then what do we need to worry about?
所以主耶稣在传福音的时候，他带着门徒要坐船到加利利的另外一边。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus was preaching among the world, he wanted to bring his disciples to the other side of the Sea of Galilee.
忽然起了大风。
And all of a sudden, there was a strong turbulent wind,
水一直跑进来。
A storm and the water came into the boat.
那这些门徒很害怕。
And all the disciples became greatly fearful.
那主耶稣在船上睡得很好啊。
But yet Lord Jesus was peacefully sleeping in a boat.
他就把他摇醒啊。
And when they woke Lord Jesus,
说我们丧命了，你还在睡觉吗？
The disciples cried, "We're almost dying, yet you're here asleep."
主耶稣起来斥责风海。
But then Lord Jesus stood up and rebuked the wind and waves.
风海平静。
And then the wind and waves calmed.
就问他们说，你们这个小信的人。
And then Lord Jesus asked them, "You of little faith."
这位主耶稣现在要住在我们内心里面。
And the same Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is willing to come into our hearts.
他能够平静风海。
He is able to calm the wind and the waves.
所以我们人生很多的风浪，有主同在，我们就不怕。
And the turbulent days of our lives, if we have Lord Jesus abiding with us, we shall not be afraid.
所以神的国就是公义平安。
And therefore, the kingdom of God consists of righteousness and peace.
那这个平安另外一个翻译英文都是 peace， 叫做和平。
Another interpretation of peace is harmony.
和平就是人跟人的和睦。
It is the peaceful relationship between people.
如果神住在我们里面，
If the Lord God dwells in our hearts,
我们人的关系就非常和睦。
Then our relationships with others shall be reconciled.
这真的是这样吗？
Is this true?
我们就看主耶稣的例子。
Let's look at the example of Lord Jesus.
主耶稣在传福音的时候，
When Lord Jesus was preaching this world,
到处人都要逼迫他。
Everywhere people were seeking to persecute him.
但是主耶稣没有一个敌人。
But Lord Jesus did not have one enemy.
你看这个差不多是不可能的。
This is almost impossible.
我们人在世界上我们怎么对人，就是用他怎么对我们。
Many times as we live in this world, we will treat others as how others treat us.
就是因为这个样子，所以冤冤相报，人永远没有办法和睦。
Whenever we live in an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth attitude, we can never have peace among people.
那主耶稣说，要爱你的仇敌。
And when Lord Jesus said and commanded his disciples to love your enemy,
那这样你们就完全像天父。
Then you shall be perfect like your heavenly Father is perfect.
这不简单啊。
This is indeed a very tall order.
爱我们的仇敌。
For we shall love our enemies.
那怎么才能够爱？
Then how can we love our enemies?
我们人的爱有限啊。
Our human love is very limited.
只有神是爱，他的爱进到我们里面才做得到。
Only God's love is without bounds, and once it enters in our heart, then we can achieve the impossible.
那主耶稣用他的生活来证明他讲的话是做得到的。
And God, Lord Jesus shows and proves through his examples of his daily life that this is attainable.
所以他在十字架非常痛苦。
And therefore, when Lord Jesus was suffering in agony on the cross,
但是他没有讲一句咒诅的话。
Yet he did not even let slip any word of curses.
他求神赦免那定他的人。
Instead, he prayed for forgiveness for those who were persecuting him.
And
he prayed and loved his enemies and those who crucified him. Today, when Lord Jesus lives in our heart, and his love fills our heart, then how can we have problems in our family?
怎么会有夫妻合不来要离婚呢？根本是不可能。
How can we have differences between husband and wives to the point of divorce?
怎么会有两代之间没有办法和睦的呢？
Then how can we have generational gaps between different generations?
所以当神的国在我们心里实现，
And therefore when the kingdom of God is truly realized in our heart,
那就是和平。
And that is called peace.
所以一个家庭稳定和睦的基础是什么？
And therefore, what is the foundation of a stable and loving family?
就是神的国在他们家里面实现。
It is the actualization of the kingdom of God in their family.
这是非常真实的。
This is true.
这是第二个体验。
And this is the second experience.
那第三个，我们再回到罗马书十四章。
And the third effect of the kingdom of God appearing is
十七节。
Told in Romans chapter 14, verse 17,
说圣灵中的喜乐
that we shall have the joy in the Holy Spirit.
喜乐从哪里来？
Where does the joy come from?
圣经里面比较少提到快乐。
The Bible does not often use the word happy.
但我们在这个世界上比较常提到快乐。
Yet in this world, we often seek after things that make us happy.
那圣经比较多提到喜乐。
But the Bible uses the word joy.
那喜乐跟快乐大概差什么？
What is the difference between joy and happiness?
快乐大概是指着 感官的满足。
Happiness is a state of a pleasant feeling.
从吃的、喝的、看的、穿的、睡的。
It is from what we eat, what we drink, what we sleep, what we wear.
那这样我很快乐。
And then we are very pleased and happy.
那喜乐是从内心的满足。
But the joy springs from the innermost part of our hearts.
那这个叫做喜乐。
And from a heart of contentment, and that is joy.
但是怎么让我们内心得到满足，这是一个很大的问题。
And it's indeed a great challenge. How do we find that sense of satisfaction and joy in our heart?
所以我们现在的人啊，都是一直拼命要赚钱。
And many people try to find that sense of satisfaction from pursuing after wealth.
因为更多的钱可以买到更多的物质。
Because with more wealth, they can buy more things.
提高更高的生活水准。
They can raise their, elevate their standard of living.
但是人的心真的满足也不是很多。
But even then, will their heart be truly satisfied? Not many.
那圣经给我们一个答案。
The Bible gives us a true answer.
就是神进到我们里面，充满在我们里面，我们就满足了。
When God enters into our heart and fills our heart, we shall be satisfied.
我们看。约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音的第七章。
John chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
请。
On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
三十八节。
38, he who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
这里说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Here, Lord Jesus cried out and said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me.
这渴就是心灵的饥渴。
And this thirst indicates the emptiness of one's heart.
所以有时候我们看那个电影，这样一部一部一部电影一直看，看不完。
We see sometimes someone who is very empty will continue to watch movie runs after another.
酒一直喝，喝不完。
And they continue to drink one cup after another.
再进一步用大麻。
Some continue to use drugs.
再来用药。
Or marijuana or other drugs.
为什么？
Why do they do that to themselves?
因为人的心没有办法满足。
Because their heart cannot be satisfied.
那怎么来解决？
So how can we solve this problem?
主耶稣说可以到我这里来喝。
Jesus says you can come to me to drink.
三十八节。
And verse 38.
信我的，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
He who believes in me, as the scripture said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
就是从里面有一个内在的满足，好像江河一直涌出来。
And this means a fountain, an endless fountain that comes from within our heart that will continue to satisfy our soul.
三十九节。
Verse 39,
这就是指信他的要受圣灵说的。
But this he spoke concerning the Holy Spirit, the Spirit whom those believing in him will receive.
所以当神的国在我们内心实现。
And therefore, when the kingdom of God is actualized in our hearts,
神借着圣灵浇灌在我们里面。
It is through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit into our hearts.
我们祷告到被圣灵充满。
When we pray, we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
就有一股内在的满足。
Then we will shall enjoy this everlasting fountain.
无论你走到哪里都很喜乐。
No matter where you go, you shall be very joyful.
那甚至什么事情发生，你常常祷告被圣灵充满，都很喜乐。
And even if you encounter great challenges in your life, but through prayer, you shall find satisfaction, peace, and joy.
那神与我们同在。
And when God abides with us,
我们觉得很平安。
We feel so much peace.
那没有罪的缠累，因为什么？一切都是对的。
We are not in bondage to sin. We are free.
那样的生活是值得羡慕的。
And that life is indeed admirable.
在世界上很难找到这样的生活。
It is something that's very difficult to find in this world.
但是耶稣给我们答案。
But Lord Jesus has given us an answer.
他带来神的国。
That he has brought his kingdom of God with him.
所以当我们来接受神的国。
To give to us, and therefore, if we're willing to receive this kingdom of God to our hearts,
我们的生命就会根本上的改变。
Then our lives will truly be transformed.
公义、平安、喜乐。
We shall see its effects of righteousness, peace, and joy.
这样的生活就是在地如天。
And this type of lifestyle shall be like heaven on earth.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
坐。
Please be seated.
主耶稣曾经说虚心的人有福了。
Lord Jesus said that blessed are poor in spirit.
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
啊，这个天国就是神的国。
And this kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God.
是吧？所以我们怎么能够得到神的国呢
？Then how can we receive this kingdom of God?
啊，这里说虚心的人有福。
And his verse it says the poor in spirit.
那我看英文哦，虚心就是心灵贫穷。
Blessed are the poor in spirit. What does it mean? Poor.
就是我的内心什么都没有。
It means a sense of emptiness in our hearts.
哇，我觉得生命很空虚。
I feel so there's vanity, there's a void in my heart.
我觉得世界没有办法满足我。
In my life, and I feel like the world cannot satisfy me.
啊，那这个就是追求神的国的开始。
If we have reached that point, then that is the beginning when the kingdom of God should come into our hearts.
所以贫穷有福气啊。
And therefore, those who feel poor in their spirit shall enjoy the blessing of the kingdom of God.
啊，当我们心灵贫穷
，and when our hearts feel so poor,
我们对神就有渴慕的心了。
Then we shall be desperate for God.
我们就想要去追求神。
We shall be thirsty to pursue after Him.
那神是你只要专心寻求他，就会寻到他。
Now God, is someone who, if we diligently pursue Him, He shall reward us.
因为神是父亲呢。
For God is a father.
其实神已经在找我们找很久了。
And He has been seeking us for a long time.
只是我们在世界上为着自由到处乱跑，我们不愿意回来找他。
And because we wanted to be free to pursue our own will, we ran away and strayed away from Him.
那如果我们觉得生命很空虚，活着很，人生好像没有什么意义，我们就开始可以回来找他。
But if today we feel that our lives are very empty and without meaning, then it's time to turn back to God.
那我们就要得到神的国。
Then we shall receive the kingdom of heaven.
好，所以有时候我们生活遇到一些困难，遇到一些问题，不一定不好。
And therefore, it is not necessarily bad for us to encounter problems and difficulties in our lives.
因为生活太顺利，有时候我们常常觉得没有神也可以。
Because if our lives are too smooth, many times we feel like we don't need God.
哦，其实没有神的人生是没有目标的，
actually,
没有希望的。
A life without God is a life without purpose, and is life without God's abidance.
哦，那当我们因为遇到一些困难来寻找神
，and then if we are able to come seek the Lord because of some troubles in our lives,
那我们就会找到神。
Then we'll truly find the true and living God.
那神是无所不能的，我们的困难就可以一步一步解决。
And God is all powerful. He is able to do everything and more.
什么困难神都可以解决。
Any problems that we bring to Him, He shall be able to solve.
哦，当我们体验到神帮助我们解决困难，我们就会真的感觉到神是又真又活、爱我们的神。
And when we see that God helps us solve the problems we cannot solve in our lives, we experience that He is really a true and living God, and that is powerful.
我们要怎么来寻求神
？So how can we seek and find this God?
第一个，神就是道。
Firstly, the God is the Word.
所以寻求神就是来圣经的道理，这样不断的查考。
It is to continue to pursue after the Word of God, studying all it every day.
然后我们把它行出来。
And then after we study the Word of God, we put it into practice.
那神就越来离我们越近。
And then God shall draw nearer and nearer to us.
第二个，神就是灵。
Secondly, God is Spirit.
那这个灵会浇灌在我们身上。
And the Spirit shall be poured into our
hearts. 圣经叫做得圣灵。
And this Bible calls this receiving Holy Spirit.
那得圣灵是一个非常奇妙的体验。
And receiving Holy Spirit is a miraculous experience.
神是宇宙的主宰。
God is the creator of the heavens and earth.
比起神来，我们人太渺小，好像微尘。
Compared to God, we're nothing like a speck of dust in the air.
神是非常圣洁光明的。
God is very bright and holy.
比起神来，我们是污秽的。
And compared to God, we are truly dirty and filthy.
那这么圣洁荣耀的神，他愿意住在我们里面。
And yet this glorious holy God is willing to dwell in our filthy hearts.
这是非常宝贵的应许。
And yet this is the most precious promise.
所以照着圣经的应许，我们可以来求圣灵。
In accordance with the promise of the Bible, we can pray for this promised gift of Holy Spirit.
那圣灵会浇灌在我们身上。
And we have the faith to pray for it. The gift of Holy Spirit shall be poured upon us.
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 1.
《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第二章的33节。
Verse 33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear.
这里说从父受了所应许的圣灵就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Here states that he poured out this which you now see and hear, the promise of the Lord.
圣灵浇灌下来是看得见也听得见。
So when the Holy Spirit comes upon us, you shall be able to see it and shall be able to hear it.
因为在第二章第一次圣灵降临好像风吹过。
Because when the first time the Holy Spirit descended on the day of Pentecost, in the beginning of chapter 2,
风看不见。
It was like wind and fire. Wind is invisible.
但是风一吹你看 树枝会震动。
But when the wind blows through the trees, you can see the movement of the trees.
神的灵看不见。
The Spirit of God is invisible.
但是当神的灵降临我们被神的能力充满有时候身体会震动。
And therefore, sometimes when we are filled with the Spirit of God, our bodies will be moved.
那圣灵一降临，会感动我们，很自动的舌头卷动，讲一种听不懂的话，叫说方言。
Holy Spirit descends upon us, will naturally speak and utter tongue language.
这是对神说的。
This is not something we understand, for it is a language spoken to God.
在讲说各样的奥秘，要造就我们的灵性。
It speaks mysteries in the spirit. It is to edify our spirits.
所以这是听得见的。
And so we can hear and see.
所以2000年前门徒体会到圣灵的降临，今天要在这里发生。
So what the disciples experienced 2,000 years ago, you shall be able to see that miracles again tonight.
我们有好多的朋友来到这个地方祷告，体验到圣灵，感觉非常喜乐，非常平安。
We have so many friends that have come for the first time. They have received the Holy Spirit and enjoy the peace and joy from receiving Holy Spirit.
也感觉到重新得力。
They also feel they have received rejuvenate life and power.
神爱每个人我们只要愿意来追求他都可以体验到。
And if God loves them to give them this gift, God will also give it to you as well.
那我们祷告跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
For God loves everyone. So today we kneel down and shows our honor and respect to God.
眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
We close our eyes to help us concentrate.
我们从心里面向神感谢跟赞美。
We praise the Lord with sincerity from the bottom of our heart.
我们来念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
And we speak the words Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
那第一句话，我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And we begin the prayer by saying, In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
因为主耶稣已经说，你奉我的名祷告，天上的神就要垂听。
And it also says in the Bible that once you call upon the name Lord Jesus, then God shall hear from heaven above.
所以我们现在要一起来祷告。
And therefore we shall start to pray now.
如果你想要体验圣灵，
If you like to experience the Holy Spirit,
要接受按手祷告，
You would like to receive the laying of hands.
需要接受帮忙代祷的，请我们可以到前面来。
Anyone with prayer requests, feel free to come forward.
好，我们现在一起来祷告。
And let's all come together, pray now.